Shalom, everybody. At the end of Parshas Balak, we hear about how Zimri ben Salu, the head of Shevet Shimon, and a Midianite woman, Cosby Batsur, she was a princess, how they engage in public Gilui Arayos. And the Torah says in Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Zayin that Pinchas saw this travesty and Vayakam Mitoch Ha'eda, he got up from the congregation, and Vayikach Romach Biyado, Pinchas gets up and took a spear, and Pinchas used that spear, and he kills Zimri and Cosby. And we hear in next week's Parsha how Pinchas is praised by Hashem and rewarded by Hashem for what he did. The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph notes that the pasuk first says Vayakam Mitocha Eda, Pinchas got up from the congregation. What was this congregation? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on that Gemara that that Eda, that congregation, was the Sanhedrin. Pinchas was sitting in the Sanhedrin when this story happened. And then Vayikach Romach Biyado, only after Pinchas got up did he get the spear. He didn't have the spear with him when he was sitting in the Sanhedrin. And this, says the Gemara, teaches us the following. Ein nichnasin bichlei zayin lebeis hamedrash. A person is not allowed to go into the Beis Medrash with a weapon. Pinchas had to leave the Beis Medrash and get the spear. The spear wasn't with him because, says the Gemara, it's usur to go into a Beis Medrash with a weapon. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav Yosef Karo, who died in 1575, quotes this Gemara lehalacha. It's in Aruch Haim Simin Kuf Nun Aleph. That simin in the Shulchan Aruch deals with Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. And there in Seif Vav, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Gemara, and he says that some people say it's usur to bring a long knife into a shul. And the Shulchan Aruch says right after that, that you may not go into shul with an uncovered head. We'll come back to this idea of the uncovered head in a minute, but first, why is it usur to bring a knife into shul? Rav Yosef Karo says in the Beis Yosef, which is his Peirush on the tour, that the reason we cannot bring a knife into a shul is because of what the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara there says that tefillah is one of the things that extends a person's life. But, says the Beis Yosef, a knife or a sword shortens lives, chas v'shalom. It's not appropriate for something that shortens lives to be brought into a place where we work on extending lives. And this is also the reason that's given by the Mishnah Brura, Rav Yisrael Meir HaKohen, who died in 1933. It's in the Mishnah Brura in Seif Katan Chav Beis. The Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha says that since the halacha stems from the idea of not wanting to bring in knives or swords or weapons that shorten lives into a shul where lives are extended, it would be allowed, says the Bir Halacha, to bring a knife into shul that is not a weapon. For example, in a situation where a person would be allowed to eat in shul. Not everyone is allowed to eat in shul. But if someone were allowed to eat in shul, they would be allowed to bring a knife that they use to prepare the meal. In any case, I mentioned a moment ago that the Shulchan Aruch says that some people say it's usur to bring a long knife into shul, and he also says right after that, that you may not go into shul with an uncovered head. What is the connection between these two halachos? So there's a lot to say here, but it is fascinating to note that the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Chiel Michal HaLevi Epstein, who died in 1908, and also his son, the Torah Tzemima, Rav Baruch HaLevi Epstein, was murdered in the Shoah in 1942. They both say that there's a Ta'u Sofrim here. It's a mistake in the editing and the printing of the Shulchan Aruch. And we are really speaking about the same thing. You may not bring a knife into shul with a head that is not covered. That is an uncovered knife. You would be allowed to bring a knife or another weapon that is covered. And this has ramifications of the halacha, as we'll see right now. The Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg, who died in 2006, says in the Tzitz Eliezer, in Chelek Yud Simen Yudches, he asks whether a person is allowed to bring a rifle or a pistol into shul, or even daven with a gun at home. And this is a question that comes up a lot in Israel for soldiers or police officers or people who live in areas where they feel they need to carry a gun. In a lengthy tshuva, the Tzitz Eliezer says, first of all, that if all else were equal, it is best to leave guns out of shul. But when that is not possible, for example, if it weren't safe to leave your gun somewhere, he says you should not have bullets in the gun and you should cover the gun as much as possible. That's what we saw in the Aruch HaShulchan and the Torah Tamima. And he also says, that Tzitz Eliezer also says, that a soldier or a police officer who always carry a gun around, for people like that, a gun is like a piece of their clothing and they can bring it into shul regularly. And finally, the Tzitz Eliezer says that all of this is in a regular situation and in a regular place. But if a person is in a dangerous situation or in a dangerous place, they can, of course, carry the gun into shul. If they can cover it, they should. But only if that does not impact their ability to use that gun, chas v'shalom, if they need to. Have an amazing day, everyone!